Okay. Beit Chof Aleph.
Make more, please. Four, six, eight, ten.
11 lines in the bottom of the page. Last word on the line. Okay, this Gemara is much less, so to speak, complicated about the moon and the sun and all that stuff. Okay, just one thing before we start the Gemara is that there are four seasons. This is called Tkufas Tishrei, Tkufas Tevis, Tkufas Nisan, and Tkufas Tammuz. Those are the four seasons, okay? Tishrei season, Tevis season, Nisan season, and Tammuz season. Mm-hmm. Now, the question was, when did they had to figure out the seasons were based on the sun, obviously, okay? But sometimes there was a solar and a lunar problem a little bit. And because of that, they had to make two others to make sure that Kufas Nisan, that the Nisan began not too early. Because if it began too early, it would be a problem with Pesach. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's one of the reasons we know why. We have a leap year to make Pesach later. Mm-hmm. So he says, Shalach Rei Rav Huna Bar Abba L'Rava. Rav Huna Bar Abba sent a message to Rava. Karchaz is when you see the Mishchas Tkufas Tevis, that the season of Tevis go and continues at Shitze B'Nissen to the 16th of Nissen. That means Tkufas Nissen won't start until the 16th of Nissen. Avdali Hishata, make that year a leap year. Avdali Hishata. V'litachishton, don't be concerned about it. That means, even though other people disagree, but he says, listen to me. If Nissen, Tkufas Nissen, now again, the season have nothing to do with the months, obviously. Mm-hmm. Okay, but Nissen, he says, if Tkufas Nissen doesn't begin until the 16th of Nissen, yes, that means it's too late. And you have to make a leap year to make sure Nissen starts a month earlier. And he said, how do we know this? From where do we know that you have to do it like that? Because it says in the Pasuk, Shomer Chodesh Aviv, you should keep the month. Literally, it also means spring. But literally, Aviv means the first ripened fruits. Which means, Aviv Shal Tkufa, the ripening of the season. Meaning, the beginning of the season, Shebe Chodesh Nisan, that it should be during the first half of Nisan when the moon is getting bigger, not when the moon is getting smaller. Mm-hmm. Now, up to the 15th, the moon is getting bigger. After the 15th, the moon starts getting smaller. Mm-hmm. So he's learning out from the Pasuk that it has to be when the moon is still getting bigger. So if the moon in the 16th is starting to get smaller, you can't have Tkufas Nisan starting then. Mm-hmm. You can't have the season of Nisan starting then. Mm-hmm. So obviously what you have to do is make a leap year.
So Chodesh Aviv has to start from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Chodesh Aviv? When does it have to start?
What?
Chodesh Aviv.
No, Tkufas Nisan could start anytime. Okay, start in order yet. If you have a leap year, it's going to be starting. Much of they saw that on the 17th of Nisan is really should be when the new season begins, but it's too late. So they make two others. So it's going to be beginning already 17th of Adar. Adar Beis, right? They're starting a month earlier because they added another month.
Only 15 days. The difference is, but Chodesh is 30 days.
They don't make a half a month. They make it a whole month earlier. So if they make it a whole month earlier, because he had a whole month, so then Tkufas Nisan will start at the end of Adar. And we don't care about it, as long as it starts before the 16th of Nisan, that's all.
Even so, your Dalet Nisan still is good, the Chodesh Aviv?
It doesn't have to start Tkufas Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, no.
No, even let's say your Dalet, but your Dalet Nisan starts the Chodesh Aviv, still is good?
No, if they figured it out beforehand when it's going to come out.
But Tzayin, because it gets smaller, so there is no. But up to Tzav is good.
Right.
So up to Tzav is good then.
Right. Yeah. It just says from Tzayin and onward, and the 16th onward, you have to add a month. If it was on the 14th or the 15th, then they didn't add a month. It was fine. Now the Gemara says a different story. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Lahana nochusi yama." To the seafarers. I mean, the priests used to go on boat for months at a time. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, they weren't anywhere near a Besdin. So how did they know when Rosh Chodesh was and when all these things are? Mm-hmm. So he says to them, Kichazusa, when you see it at the Mashlam Leyema, meaning that the moon shines at the beginning of sunrise, Biru Chamira, destroy your chametz. Meaning he was telling him, when you see the moon setting at sunrise, the moon sets when the sun comes up. Sometimes the moon sets before sunrise, sometimes the moon sets after sunrise, depending on which half of the month. And on the 15th, it sets exactly at sunrise. Like he brings down. It sets later in the night. And the 14th, it sets right before sunrise. And then in the 15th, it's exactly at sunrise. So he said to them, when you guys see that the moon sets exactly when the sun comes up, that's when you have to get rid of your chametz for Pesach. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara says, Amos Mashim, when does that happen? B'chameis on the 15th of Nissan. V'anamia Beisim Evin. But we have to destroy the chametz on the 14th of Nissan. Mm-hmm. 15th is already Pesach. It's too late. Yeah. We burn the chametz the 14th in the morning. Mm-hmm. So how did Rav Nachman say to them that when the moon sets exactly when the sun comes up, which is the 15th of the month, L'cheira, you have to burn your chametz. It's a day too late. They're already into Pesach. So the Gemara says, no. The Didu, the Megalo Le'alma, the world is more revealed to them. Meaning, over there's no lights, it's mamish dark, you know, on the ocean, it's mamish dark, so therefore, for us, it sets exactly at sunrise. But by them, on the 14th, it sets exactly at sunrise. By us, it's different because of the lights and the city and everything. But he said, by them, exactly, on the 14th is exactly when, so he says that for them it's perfect. When they see the moon setting when the sun comes up, then they know it's mamish the time to burn the chametz. Okay, next Mishnah.
So that means for them it's 14. When it's 15 for them, it's 14 for us.
No, it's just that. Yeah. What looks, not what it is. What looks the 15th to us is the 14th by them. What looks, not what it is.
There's no mountains. It's black.
In the ocean,
you don't see it. It's black.
Like they bring down over here at sea. The vista is unobstructed. The moon remains visible the entire night as early as the 14th of Nisan. But Gashmis, you see differently then. Okay, this is a much easier Gemara. This is going back. Until now, we're trying to figure out the moon, when the Shchedish was. Now the Gemara is talking, the Mishnah is going to be talking about the Shluchim that go out. When did they desecrate Shabbos? When don't they desecrate Shabbos? Now there's two things. There's the witnesses coming to Beis Din to say that they saw the moon. Mm-hmm. And then you have the shluchim of Beis Din going out to tell everybody about it. Mm-hmm. These are two different dinim. The first one are Edim, the second one are shluchim. Okay? So he says, Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalinus Shabbos. And 2 months of the year, witnesses can desecrate Shabbos to come to Beis Din. Witnesses can mamish desecrate Shabbos to come to Beis, meaning riding a horse, going outside the tchum, you know, outside the limitations of Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, the witnesses can desecrate Shabbos for 2 months of the year. Which 2 months? Mm-hmm. Al Nisan v'al Tishrei, and the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei. And the Gemara is going to explain this whole thing. Why? Shebehem shluchim yetzim the Surya, because that's when the shluchim went out to Surya, meaning the Golus. The Golus area, because that's where most Jews were in Syria. That's where they went out. And also, Bahem Misaknin Samedis. Because through when Rosh Chodesh was, you had to know when Yom Tov was. Now, basically, which Yom Tov matter? Pesach and Sukkot. Shavuos, we said, is only 50 days after Pesach. But which 2 months do they have to really know when the other times, who cares? So they said the wrong Shetilim, I mean, big deal. But for Pesach and Sukkot, then they mamish had to know. So for those 2 months, the Edom would be Mechal Shabbos, to come to Beis Din. Then it says, though, Kshahoye Beis HaMikdash Kayam, but during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, then they also had to know which Karbanos to bring on Rosh Chodesh. Right? The Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh were different than the Karbanos of the weekday. They added a Musaf. So then, Mechal and Al Kulam, then they would desecrate Shabbos every month if the witnesses needed to. They would desecrate Shabbos mipnei takonis hakarbon, because they had to bring the carbon. Okay? Now,
Chol Shabbos is schoonis and fushis, but not Chodesh.
The Gemara, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara is going to learn now from a pasuk, that the fact is the Edom had to be Mechal Shabbos for Bezdin to know when Rosh Chodesh was, to know which carbon it was.
First in the Mishnah, why Shavuos is not included?
Because Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. You don't need to know which day of the month it is.
Also, go back
to
Pesach.
Yes. Yeah, if you know when Pesach is, you automatically know when Shavuos is. Like we discussed this great last week. Shavuos could be the fifth, sixth, or seventh of the month. Shavuos, you didn't have to know. If you knew when Pesach was, he counted 49 days of the Omer, and the 50th day was Shavuos. It didn't matter what day of the month it was. Yes. Now, he brings on over here, there's a big machlekes in the Paskim. When the Mishnah discusses over here that you can desecrate Shabbos, does it mean biblically desecrate Shabbos, or only rabbinically?
Mm-hmm.
Many Rishonim learn, okay, like he brings on from the Rambam, Me'iri, Tesis Yom Tif, that even Minateri you could desecrate Shabbos. Even to desecrate Shabbos biblically, you're allowed to do it for these 2 months, or for the other months, you know, for the Kabbalah, it's when the Beis HaMikdash was existing. And other Paskim, right? No, it's only rabbinic things. Mm-hmm. Like riding a horse is rabbinic. You know, things like that. That you were allowed to do, but not biblical things. But most opinions say that even biblical things are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, Rashi brings down over here with just one more point. The Minatera, you're allowed to desecrate Shabbos for every month. For every month. And the Gemara is going to learn out from Pesukim. You're allowed to desecrate Shabbos every month for the witnesses to come. Because it says, B'mayadai, in its time, you have to know when it has to be. The Chachamim said, listen, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's not really important. So therefore, the Chacham said, 2 months though, Nisan and Tishrei, then you could desecrate Shabbos. In other words, it's not the Chacham changed the halacha. The halacha is really you could desecrate Shabbos for every month from the Torah. The Chacham said, what for if there's no Korbanos? But for Pesach and Sukkot, we kept it on the original din of the Torah. That's the way Rashi explains it. So the Gemara asks, for Amin, I'll ask you a question. I'm the Albeis Chadoshim. The Mishnah said only two. The Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? That on Nisan and Tishrei, the Shluchim went out to Surya. That's why you desecrate, right? That's what the Mishnah said. You could desecrate, the witnesses can desecrate Shabbos to come because 2 months a year they sent out Shluchim and they had to know exactly when to do it. So the Gemara said, you tell me the only 2 months they did it. But Amin, I'll ask you a question. Avav Chadoshim Shluchim Yaitzim. Is another braisa that says the shluchim went out 6 months a year, not two.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you telling me that the shluchim went out from Bezdin 2 months a year, Nisan and Tishrei? The shluchim went out 6 months a year. So the Gemara answers, "Amar Abaye, Hachi Kama." This is what it means. Al kulam shluchim yaitzim bebe'erev. And every month the shluchim went out before Bezdin proclaimed Rosh Chodesh. Al nisiv al tishrei at sheyishma mipi bezim mekudish. Meaning explains like this. What happens if everybody saw the moon at night? Oh, well, one more din I have to tell you. Bezdin, the Torah says b'yayim, Bezdin cannot sanctify a moon at night. The Torah says it has to be done by day. That means, even if everybody saw a clear moon, there was no question, everybody in the world saw the moon at night, Bezdin couldn't say Mekudesh, that it's Rosh Chodesh, until the next morning. That's what the Torah says. Okay, it has to be B'yayim. In fact, that's the source of why, if you forget Yalav Yavay at night, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Because Bezdin never was not allowed to proclaim Rosh Chodesh at night. So if Bezdin couldn't do it, and you leave out Yalav Yavay, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Chol HaMoed, which is the Yom Tov, has nothing to do with proclaiming Rosh Chodesh or anything. If you forget Yalav Yavi Rosh Chodesh at night, you have to repeat the davening. Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, I mean, but Rosh Chodesh not. Why? Because of this din, the Bezdin cannot be Mekadesh the moon at night. But, the Gemara says, if everybody saw the moon at night, and Bezdin knew for sure the next day is going to be Mekudesh, right? Bezdin didn't tell the Shluchim to wait. the shluchim already left at night to gain a whole night's trip. To gain a whole night's trip. To get to more people to tell them that there's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Except 2 months of the year, even if everybody saw the moon, they had to wait until Bezin said Mekudesh. Nisan and Tishrei. Because for the Chagim, for the Yom Tovim, they had to hear from Bezin first the word Mekudesh, and then they could travel out. So Abai's answer is not a contradiction. When the Braisa says they went out 6 months, they taka went out 6 months. This that our Mishnah says, 2 months they went out. The Mishnah means that those 2 months are different, that they didn't go out at night until Beis Din said Mekudesh. That's what it means.
Is that the reason why it may be 2 days outside of Israel? Because
they
didn't have the time to gain to overnight.
Right.
By the time they were left in the morning.
Correct. Correct. Now, one more din that we'll see later in the Gemara. The shluchim that left Beis Din were not allowed to desecrate Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Only the witnesses coming to Beis Din to say that they saw the moon could desecrate Shabbos. Mm-hmm. But the messengers Beis Din sent out to tell everybody that it was a new moon, that they were not allowed to desecrate Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see more about that in the Gemara.
Couldn't figure out a calendar. Like
they had
now,
a calendar.
Now?
They had a calendar. This. The calendar was in place much before they stopped doing this. Mm-hmm. Much before they stopped doing this. Mm-hmm. But as long as they had a Beis Din to be able to do it, they didn't want to do it on the calendar. Because it says this is Mashiach comes. By the way, the Rambam writes, we're going back to the old style. The calendars are all thrown into the garbage. Mm-hmm. Huh? The Rambam writes, when Mashiach comes, we're going back to Mekatchen HaPiyuriyah. Because that's the real way to do it. Everything's going back to the old style. Okay, so Amar Abaye says, "Ochi comment, this is what it is. Hakul and shluchim yetsim be'erev. And all months the shluchim go out in the evening, meaning even before Beis Din proclaimed the Rosh Chodesh, if they all saw the moon. But al nisan al tishrei, but for nisan and tishrei they didn't go out. Ashi yishmu mipi Beis Din mekudesh until they heard." The Beis Din said it's Mekudesh, meaning they had to wait until the morning.
Until the morning.
They couldn't go at night. And then the Gemara says, Tanya Namihachi, so we take learn clearly in a Braisa. It says, Akulim, for all the other months, meaning the 6 months that Shluchim Bechla went out, Yeitim Be'erev, they even went out the night before Beis Din made the month holy, Rosh Chodesh. But on Nisan and Tishrei, when it came to Nisan and Tishrei, Achi Yishma Mipi Beis Din Mekudesh. They had to hear clearly from Beis Din that it's Mekudesh. Because we said, because those two have the Yom Tovim, and the Yom Tovim had to be clearly based on the Beis Din, so the Shulchan waited until Beis Din said it. Then the Gemara says, Min Tanu Rabban, Rabbanan learned. Minayin Shemachalun and Aleim Eser Shabbos. From where do we learn out that the witnesses to come to Beis Din could be Mechal Shabbos? Mm-hmm. I mean, Lecheira, like you were asking, it's not Pikuach Nefesh, it's not saving a life. Why can you desecrate Shabbos for witnesses to come to say they saw the moon? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Talmud Leimit says in the Pasuk, Elam Erdei Hashem, these are the Yom Tovim of Hashem, Ache Tikru Eisem B'mei Adam, that you have to call them, Tikru Eisem, B'mei in their time. That means the Torah says it has to be in the time. You know, there's a concept as follows. When the Torah says you got to do something in the right time, right? It doesn't matter if Shabbos happens. The Torah says you got to do it in the right time. The Torah doesn't say except Shabbos. The Torah says, for instance, how do you know Bris Milah you do on Shabbos? The Torah doesn't say on Shabbos you desecrate Shabbos to do a Bris Milah. Because it says, Bayeim Hashmini Yimo Besara Lossi. The Torah says, it has to be on the eighth day. That's what the Torah says, period, the eighth day. Doing a bris is not Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, you can push off a bris. Mm-hmm. But the Torah says, bris has to be on the eighth day. If the Torah says it has to be in its time, it doesn't matter. The Torah is telling you basically even Shabbos. There's a whole shaila in the Gemara in Pesachim, the famous story Shachu b'Bnei Beseira. There's a whole story that Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and the question was, they didn't remember the halacha. Does Korban Pesach desecrate Shabbos or not? We know public sacrifices that the Torah says to bring on Shabbos does. Mm-hmm. Now that they brought an extra Korban Musaf on Shabbos, private Korban doesn't desecrate Shabbos. So the Gemara didn't remember what's the halacha. Does a Korban Pesach, does it have a din of a private Korban? Because every individual brings it. Or does it have a din of a public Korban? And the B'nai B'Seda, who were the scholars of that time, forgot the halacha. Came a guy by the name of Hillel Abavli. Hillel, called him Hillel Abavli because he came from Bavel. Mm-hmm. Then he went out to Israel. And Hillel Abavli learned from a pasuk that you bring it on Shabbos. Why it says? Because by the Korban Pesach it says, B'mayadoy. You have to bring it in its time. Mm-hmm. So Hillel said, if it's in its time, it has to be on Shabbos. Because the Torah said, B'mayadoy in its time. Mm-hmm. Here the Torah says, you have to call them in their time. So the Gemara learns that the fact that the Torah says Bezdin has to proclaim the Shchedish in the time teaches us that you have to do it even on Shabbos. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Yochel, I would think, Kshem Shemachal Lamachiskaimu, Jachiskachu, just like they desecrated Shabbos for the witnesses to come. So maybe, Kach Mechalan Ashiskaimu, maybe. We desecrated that people should keep it, meaning that even the messenger should go out on Shabbos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, no, it just says, Al Shetikru Eisam, meaning calling the Yomim Tevim that you desecrate Shabbos. V'yata Mechalo Shabbos Al Kiyumim, but you don't desecrate Shabbos for keeping it. Mm-hmm. Meaning, L'cheira, there's two issues. There's an issue of Bezin proclaiming Rosh Chodesh. And then there's the people knowing the right time of the Yom Tov to keep it. So the Gemara says, for that you don't desecrate Shabbos. For calling it, for saying when it will be, when Rosh Chodesh is, and therefore when the holidays will be, that you desecrate Shabbos. To make sure people keep it or not, that you can't desecrate Shabbos.
That defeats the purpose.
I know. L'cheira doesn't make sense, because the whole purpose of proclaiming Yom Tov is that people should keep it, but the Torah says not like that. The Torah says, Asher tikru eisem b'mei adam. Calling it has to be in its time. Calling it means making it Rosh Chodesh. But to come along and send out the shluchim that they should keep it, that the Torah doesn't say. And therefore you can't be the Mechal Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, Shahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the Mishnah said a din that when the Beis HaMikdash, like this, the Mishnah said they only desecrated Shabbos to witnesses for 2 months. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the witnesses desecrated Shabbos every month to come, if they had to. So it says, Shahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Chalna, Fal Kol Mene Takonis HaKarbim, because of Karbonis, Tan Rabban Rabbanan learned. Same price. Rishayinoi Mechalna, Fal Kulam. Originally, when the Beis HaMikdash was existing, they desecrated Shabbos for every month for the witnesses to come. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, in the days of Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai, Amalam Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai, so Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai said to the people, V'chi yash karban, what is there, karban that they have to desecrate Shabbos? What do the witnesses have to desecrate Shabbos for? His kinos, so they made a takana, in the days of Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai, that they only desecrated for, in other words, they kept the biblical din. That was the concept. The Rashi explains in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai said, what's the purpose of desecrating Shabbos? What are you, who cares when Rosh Chodesh was? I mean, you don't have to know. You'll find out 5 days later, big deal. Why do you have to be Mechal Shabbos? So he says, you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. But Pesach and this, and they kept the original Takana, of that you could be Mechal Shabbos, because the Pesach and Sukkis. But otherwise, not. You know, get the red Gemara from underneath over there. There's a. Okay, now starts another Mishnah, which is also a very simple, interesting Mishnah. Now the shaila is the Gemara said, the Gemara came to the conclusion that you have to desecrate Shabbos to witnesses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now the Gemara is going, next Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if everybody saw the moon.
Yeah.
Everybody saw the moon. That's, do the witnesses have to desecrate Shabbos? Mm-hmm. It was so clear. Mm-hmm. The guys in Yerushalayim also saw it. Mm-hmm. So do they have to be mechallel Shabbos or not? Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah says, interesting. Yes. Anyway, the mechallel Shabbos. Bein nira ba'olu, whether the moon was seen visible. Bein shalei nira ba'olu, whether it wasn't seen visibly to everybody. Mechallel nevesa Shabbos. You desecrate Shabbos. Regardless. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein mechallel nevesa Shabbos. You don't desecrate Shabbos." Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yossi holds it's worthless for them to come, because without them, Bezin's going to see it anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So why does it have to be mechallel Shabbos for?
Mm-hmm.
The Tanakam and the Chachamim, the first opinion says, mm-hmm. even though it's probably worthless, but you have to do it anyway. Yeah. And the Gemara is going to explain why.
Okay.
The Mishnah. So the Gemara says an interesting story. It once happened that 40 pairs of witnesses saw the moon and Shabbos, and they were desecrating Shabbos going towards Yerushalayim,
mm-hmm.
and they stopped, Rabbi Kiva stopped them in Lud. Meaning, Lud was on the way to Yerushalayim from wherever they were coming.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 40 pairs. It means 80 people were going mm-hmm. and Shabbos, because the Mishnah says Yimachal Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
And Rabbi Kiva stopped him in Lud. He said, "Where are you going? What do you need to go for?"
It's enough two witnesses. Why you need 40?
So Rabbi Kiva held that if so many witnesses saw the moon, he said, obviously everybody saw the moon.
Yes.
So Rabbi Kiva held the Rabbi Yossi, basically, seemingly, mm-hmm. the way you have to Michal Shabbos for.
Yeah.
So he stopped him, he said, you can't go anymore. That's it. Shalach le'i Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel sent him a message, because Rabbi Gamliel was the head of the Bezdin.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Imatim ha'akiv eserabim, if you're not going to let them come to Bezdin, Nim says, machshilun lasud lave, they're not going to go testify in another time. Rabbi Gamliel said, and this is the reason of the Tanakhama.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Yossi Lechai is very practical. He said, why do you have to be Mechal Shabbos if everybody knows it?
Mm-hmm.
If it's such a clear moon, and that's what Rabbi Kiva held. Rabbi Kiva said, what are you going for? 40, 80 people saw the moon. You don't think they saw the moon over there? What are you going for? So Rabbi Kiva said,
over there, and it wasn't here.
Yeah, but so many witnesses, Rabbi Kiva's assumption was it had to be that they saw it. Oh, so Rabbi Gamliel said to him, though, now you might be right. But, and we'll learn later in the Gemara, the interesting thing. Bezdin didn't want, now we don't need them. But if people think they're not needed, you know what's going to happen? Next time when they're needed, they're not going to come.
Other people.
Like with the minions, the same thing. Because, there's so many people, what do you need to come for? So they come, and then when you need them, they don't show up. That's the mentality of people. So Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Kiva, that's what he says. If you're holding them back now, when we don't need them, but you're going to make problems when we do need them. And that's what the Gemara says. Later we're going to learn in the Gemara, what happens if 10 groups of witnesses came to Bezdin, and Bezdin checked out the first pair, and they were validated. Okay? So Bezdin knew the moon was there, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tell the other guys, go home. Bezdin interrogated each group. Not as thorough, because they didn't need to, but Bezdin called in each group of witnesses and asked them questions and made them feel important. Why? Because if Bezdin just said, you know what, we don't need you anymore, go home. So then, another time when they attack and either them, what's it, when I'm worthless anyway, what I go for? That's the mentality of people.
Did they get paid to do this?
No, this is a mitzvah that they have to go. Paid. This is not jury duty over here. This is not jury duty. You get paid 2 cents a mile.
You said they get fed.
Yeah. They made a seudah for them. They gave them, they made a big thing for everybody. Why? Because they wanted, and Jews always love food. So you want to get Jew? The way to a Jew's heart is through the stomach. Cholent, yeah. You want to get a Jew, you go through the food. So that's what they did.
I could go to Rabbi Akiva. You said that everyone saw what you have to go over there, right?
Right.
So isn't it that the Mekadish Shalom has to be by Re'i or by Edim? So how could it be in Mekadish if there's no Edim come?
No, Rabbi Akiva.
What are you going? Because everyone sees the moon, right?
Yeah, but the witnesses that are closer, they don't have to Milchal Shabbos.
Oh, that's when they visit in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, he says, what do you need to go for?
So there are Edim in Yerushalayim. They're gonna.
Of course,
Shabbos,
because
they have to go to Milchal Shabbos.
Yeah. What do you think? People in Yerushalayim who saw the moon, they also came to Bezdin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. If Bezdin saw the moon, they came the next day to testify in Bezdin.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But basically themselves, they cannot testify on the day. Someone else has to go on the Edim.
Correct. But what happens, like we learned, if Bezdin didn't see the moon on the night after the 29th, right? The 29th is Monday, let's say, yeah? Monday night, if nobody saw the moon, so they knew automatically the 30th day is the next, not Tuesday. Tuesday is still going to be the 30th day of the previous month. Mm-hmm. They're going to know that Wednesday is going to be Rosh Chodesh.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Even if they didn't see the moon. If they didn't see the moon the 29th at night, let's see, Monday is the 29th, right? Monday night they didn't see the moon. So they say, okay, so maybe it's taken up to Rosh Chodesh. If the next night they also didn't see the moon, but Wednesday became Rosh Chodesh anyway, because it can't be a month more than 30 days.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's 29 and a half days. So, if it was cloudy for a week, Bezdin, even though the Gemara is going to discuss later, you're going to have a situation, what happens if it's cloudy for 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
In winter, it could be cloudy, I don't know if it's so, but let's say, technically, it was cloudy for 6 months. So, technically, if Bezdin didn't see the moon after the 29th day, right, and it became the 31st day of Rosh Chodesh, right, because the 30th day still wasn't Rosh Chodesh, yeah? After 6 months, you can end up seeing the moon on the 24th day of the month. Because the moon's only 29 and a half days. If you keep making it 30,
yeah.
You can end up messing it up. And the Gemara says there's no bigger joke than that. That 7 months later, somebody's going to come on the 24th day and see the moon. So that went on. The Gemara says, Bezdin made
29:30. Okay, that doesn't
really solve.
How about
Chutz Laaris? Chutz Laaris
is
only dependent
on
what went on
in Eretz Yisrael. So they made 29 and 30 all the time.
No! That's where the Shluchim went out. That's where the Shluchim went out.
But the Shluchim came late, so they made 29 and 30.
That's why we have 2 days Yom Tov, no, exactly because of that reason, because they didn't know. Exactly because they didn't know. It depended on two things. If you lived in a city where there are a lot of Jews, in other words, to Hicksville, USA, Bezdin didn't send out Shluchim. Bezdin sent out the Shluchim to large cities. I mean, they couldn't send out 3 million Shluchim to every kibbutz, you know what I mean? To every kibbutz and Chutz Laaris to send out. So the big cities, they sent the Shluchim right away. Depending on how close it was to the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, certain cities in Chutz Laaris knew before other cities knew. So it became Taka Adin. If the Shluchim reached there, they kept 1 day. If the Shluchim didn't reach there, they kept 2 days. A lot depended, Pasha Begashmis, where the Shluchim got to. But that's all dependent on. What?
Let's say they had to go to Chutz Laaris, let's say to a place that required them to take a ship, like a boat. Would they take a boat to that place if they had to?
It usually didn't pay, but when you go meeting, they went to America with the pilgrims. take them.
If they had to take a ship,
they took a ship, boat. I mean, that wasn't any.
What did they do? The small cities.
The small cities talking because of that kept 2 days. They talking kept 2 days up. Mm-hmm. Not Nitzitz, and Nitzitz, everybody basically was able to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But other places, they talking weren't able to get to.
But that they desecrated Shabbos, they obviously had to do it. It wasn't just open for them to just desecrate Shabbos. It was they minimized whatever they had to do to get there, right?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't smoke cigarettes because they were allowed to desecrate Shabbos. I mean, you know, when you're allowed to save a life to take a car to the hospital, it doesn't mean you can smoke a cigarette on the way. I mean, or turn on the radio, you know? I mean, well, I'm just screaming Shabbos anyway, let me enjoy myself. Obviously, yeah, that's the minimum. But there could have been Chilul Shabbos. There could have been Chilul Shabbos.
This prayer the Gemara gave his man Zayin Cheshvan, because he took him to Zayin Cheshvan until everybody goes back to the cities. Well, that was
no, that was just after Sukkot to daven for rain, because it took him 2 weeks to get back.
To get back home, to the Muslim sisters.
Right. Okay, so Gemara says, Gemara asks a question. In the Mishnah, it said the expression near the Ba'alil or Nloy near the Ba'alil. So we know the word Alil, I mean, we translate it to mean clearly. Mm. It was clearly visible. But the Gemara says, where does that word come from? The Gemara says, My mash with the high Alil Lushan and Megalo. Where do you see the word Alil means that it's clear? Amir Ababu Amir Kra, because it says in the Pasik, in Tilim, Imris Hashem Amaris Teheres, the words of Hashem are pure. Like Kesef Tzaduf, like purified silver, Ba'olol La'aretz, clear to the world, Mezukek Shivasayim, refined sevenfold. So what do you see from there? The word Ba'olil means clear to the world. So you see from there, the Gemara is just bringing a proof that the word Olil, says in the Mishnah, means clear.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Gemara says a very famous Gemara. Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel are arguing. Chad Amar Chamishim Shari Bina Nivro Ba'elam. Hashem created 50 levels of Bina, of an understanding in the world. And all were given to Meisha minus one. Shenamer, because it says in the Pasuk, but the Chasreel Ma'at Melikim, the Meisha Bina was missing a little bit from God. Now the Gemara learns out Shivasayim. How does this get to this Gemara? Because Shivasayim, the Gemara learns is seven times, Shivasayim is plural, so seven times seven, which is 49. That's what Meisha Rabbeinu reached. But the Eibishter really made 50. How do you know Hashem made 50? Because Meisha Rabbeinu had 49, and the Pasuk says, V'techasreo ma'at malikim, that he was missing a little bit. So obviously, how much did Hashem make? If Meisha had 49 and he was missing a little bit, so obviously it was 50. That's the connection over here. Then the Gemara says, Bikash Kehelis Limsi Divrei Chefetz. Kehelis was the nickname of Meisha Rabbeinu. I'm sorry. Shlomo HaMelech. Kehelis. So it says Kehelis wanted to find words of delight. In other words, what does it mean? Bikish Kehelis lias Kamesha. Kehelis Shlema Melech wanted. Why was he called Kehelis? Because Kohol, because he was a king that everybody gathered to. It's one of the reasons why he was called Kehelis, because Kohol, everybody gathered to him. So Kehelis Shlema Melech wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to reach 49 levels of understanding of God. And by the way, this is a whole question now coming in the Gemara. And this is the argument of Rav and Shmuel. Was Shlomo HaMelech smarter than Moshe Rabbeinu or not? So according to the first opinion, the Gemara is going to say he wasn't as smart as Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Gemara is saying that Kehelis wanted to reach the 49th level, and it didn't happen. Mm. Which means Moshe Rabbeinu was greater, because he reached 49th and Shlomo HaMelech didn't.
Mm.
So it's Bikesh Kehelis Lias Kamesha. Kehelis wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu reaching the 49th level. So the Gemara says, Yotze Basko Basko came out and said, Yesh Yedivrei Emes, the words of truth are recorded properly. Meaning, Teira is true. That's what the Gemara, the words are recorded, meaning Teira is true. And in Pasuk it says, V'leikam Navi B'Yisrael, Kamesha. There's never a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Shlomo HaMelech, pleasant dreams, so to speak. You want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu in understanding God? You can't, because the Torah says, yes. Truth is only Moshe Rabbeinu.
So that, it was never, or it will never be?
Both.
Come.
Both.
Come.
It's an expectantly come, not be, some meaning it will never be.
Yes, but how about...
Oh, 1 second. Oh. That's the first opinion. The other opinion says, no. B'neviim lay come. Amongst prophets, that nobody was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. But by kings, from Lachim come, a king could be as knowledgeable as Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, and that's why it says an interesting thing. And the Pasuk says, they come Naviyad B'Yisro Kamesha. The Torah says two things. There was never a Jewish prophet like Moshe. So the Gemara learns, a Jewish prophet now, but Bilam was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. And according to many opinions, he's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu in the Nevuah. Because the Pasuk says there was never a Jewish prophet doesn't say lekam navi period kamesha. It says navi be Yisrael kamesha, right? Which means that the goyish prophet there was. And this opinion says also, the Torah says there was never a prophet as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. But mean kings could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, let's just finish up the Gemara. It says, Bikish Kehelus Nimsidivi Chayfetz, that Kehelus wanted to get, meaning he never got it. So here we say he did get it like Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did he want that he didn't get? So it says Shlomo HaMelech wanted to accomplish something else. He was still smart. He wanted to make halachic rulings in court cases without witnesses or without warning. What's the whole purpose of warning? Of warning the guy to know if he did it accidentally or intentionally, right? If a guy desecrated Shabbos and you didn't warn him, maybe he did it accidentally. You can't stone him, maybe he did it accidentally. So warning is to know if the guy did it accidentally or intentionally, yeah? Shlomo HaMelech was so smart, he said, I don't need all that. I can tell you right away if the guy's guilty or not. I know, I don't need, he wanted to say, I don't need witnesses. So Yotze Baskel V'Amrulay, so a voice came out from heaven, said to Shlomo HaMelech, it says, Yesh Yedivrei Emes. The words of Teir are true. The Torah says, "Al pi shnaya meidim." You need two witnesses. It doesn't matter if you know for sure. So this, the first opinion says, "What did Kehelus want to accomplish? To be as smart as Moshe Rabbeinu?" And Hashem said, "No." The second opinion says he was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu in that. What did he want that he didn't get? That he didn't need witnesses, and that he didn't get.